Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button to help this video reach a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, MedVPN. If you're surfing the internet alone without a VPN, then you're surfing with Justin Skippy Trudeau. I use MedVPN to hide my location from the Canadian government, to keep my freedom of speech as well as to sail the high seas and download movies and TV shows without potentially getting sued by lawyers. MedVPN offers unlimited data traffic, no logs, a kill switch in case your VPN temporarily goes offline, and it's only $2.45 a month on a 24-month plan. Keep your online activities private and free. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, can a woman make you a millionaire? Javier the Legend says yes if you're a billionaire, and she'll work so very hard at it. It's your job to make the money, and it's their job to spend it on stupid things. Or you can go your own way like Michael Saylor and become a Bitcoin multi-billionaire. If he was married, there's no way his wife would let him buy $1 billion worth of Magic Internet Mario money. Up next, we have this based man that now identifies as a shirt that says, "I love pronouns, so let me she them titties." He definitely doesn't have to wear this shirt to Hooters, though. Number 3, it looks like we're approaching peak Weimar as a culture. This modernization is great, and you know Tyrone's line is going to be, "Where art thou, melons?" I thought that there was no way to top the horribly woke on-screen romance between Tom Holland and Zendaya. But Hollywood says, "Hold my Kentucky Fried Chicken." Moving on, an Amazon driver fends off an attack from a drunk nude migrant in New York City, and he's the one that ends up getting arrested. You know your country is in trouble when the illegals have more rights than U.S. citizens. It's not just New York, but also Chicago, L.A., and San Francisco, where this sort of craziness is now happening. Number 5, it's no better in Canada, where strange things are afoot at a Circle K, where the clerk is facing 14 years in prison on assault charges after defending himself from a homeless fentanyl addict who tried robbing him. The attacker only got 14 months. American and Canadian governments are trying to program their citizens to remain victims, and if they defend themselves, they will be punished for it. They're now making self-defense illegal even if someone is trying to end you. What do you expect from Castro Jr.? Up next, looks like Bro got 4 wishes instead of just 3. The 4th one looks like a living doll. If she's a real-life genie that paid for all this stuff with her half a skirt, then drizzle drizzle, and this guy's officially in his soft guy era. The 3 things he's carrying will give him joy. The 4th, the girl, will give him misery. Number 7, a Florida mom was booted from a school's pickup area for promoting her Lonely Fools account on her car. If the teachers don't get your son, then the other kids' mothers in the parking lot will. Women are getting so desperate for male attention and simp bucks that they're now starting to chase teenage boys. Moving on, some troll, Engagement Farming says he was trying to help his 2 lesbian neighbors conceive a child for 6 months, and he's wondering if he should tell them that he had a vasectomy. Nah, don't say a word, bro. Everything is going smoothly, so why upset them? Besides, miracles can happen, so keep on trying. This is amusing and all, but we all know what real lesbians look like, and that's not it. Number 9, women are never happy until they destroy a man's peace. This mother tells her daughter that if she ever sees a man that's happy, to put an end to that sort of nonsense. With stuff like this going on, the only justice for a man is to stay single these days. Up next, we have the Lonely Fools model that converted to Christianity. After making $9 million exploiting lonely men off her Lonely Fools account, she says that she's changed, but unless she gives all those simp bucks back to charity, I don't see how she has. She should also read that line in the Bible where it says that it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to go to heaven. She didn't even delete her Lonely Fools account, just made it inactive. Number 11 is a woman telling a man that she only friend-zoned him because he's too perfect, and he would have made a better husband than boyfriend. He says that doesn't make any sense. She says she's only keeping him in reserve until the time is right, and she's done riding the rooster roller coaster, no doubt. Yes, she really thinks he's that naive. The right time is after being pumped and dumped countless times with no options. This is when the time is right. Moving on, looks like our Greta has finally blossomed. By the looks of her, there's no need to take her to the beach on a first date. She's been replaced as the UN's ambassador of environmentalism, so she will probably start making Lonely Fools content soon to help pay for her activism, of course. I'm sure that many people will be curious about her southern jungles and Cooch Cave. So she finally stopped her puberty blockers, and this is all she has to show for it. Number 13, what does this mean? Europe with a population of 740 million at night versus Africa with a population of 1.5 billion at night. Outside of South and North America, it really is the Dark Continent. You'd think that all those future doctors and scientists in Africa would have already built Wakanda down there. I'm sure the experts are also saying that immigration from Africa will solve the light pollution problem in Europe. Up next, this guy says that his wife's boyfriend wants him to shave down there bald, around the schwing schwang completely. He doesn't know what to do. On one hand, he wants to keep his wife's boyfriend happy, but on the other hand, he already does a good job grooming his jungle. All I can see in my mind is Destiny typing this. At least his wife's boyfriend also let him watch and even speak while he's giving it to her. Number 15, back in the day, many schools used to have boomstick teams, and they even brought their own to school. I don't know, but there's something about this picture that I can't quite put my finger on. What is it? Oh, that's right. They all had dads back then, among other things. Also, maybe that the US has a demographic problem instead of one associated with just boomsticks. Moving on is a woman that cheated on her boyfriend, but claims it wasn't cheating, because she only did it out of pity, and that she didn't love the guy, and she just wanted to help him out. Yes, help him release the pressure in his loins. This man accepted her explanation and is still with her and deserves to be put in the Cuck Hall of Fame. Do you guys really believe her explanation that Chad was just so sad that I had to drain his marble sack? Number 17, Zimbabwe, the place with the worst hyperinflation in history, has now introduced a gold-backed currency. I wonder when their president is going to get Gaddafi'd. He probably won't because it's a basket of foreign currencies along with gold. But you know, the US dollar is in trouble when Zimbabwe is ditching it. This is what happens when you start a bank without America's permission. Up next are the high expectations of women versus the low expectations of men. Women want an 8-inch schwing-schwang, 6-pack abs, 6-figure income, and at least 6 feet tall. Guys just want a girl that was born female and brings peace to their life. Men are realistic and women are idealistic. But I don't know a single woman that has ever brought peace to my life. Number 19, only America would make a total eclipse all about racism, saying it is mainly out of reach for black folks. What they probably mean is they can't afford to drive where it was happening or afford to buy the glasses required to look at it. The government, of course, should buy those glasses and send them to blacks for free and pay for buses for them to see it. Next thing you know, they'll say that white bread will be called the privilege loaf because it's no longer available in the food deserts that black folks live in. Moving on, the Romeo and Juliet remake would be better if it was just called Romeo and Tyrone, and they gender swapped the characters at this point. Tom Holland has more feminine features than Tyrone here. I also think that in this version, she gets him pregnant. The woke are playing another sick joke on everybody. You know, at this point, they'll probably just make a gender-switched Beauty and the Beast as well. But as far as I'm concerned, Romeo and Tyrone is just Brokeback Shakespeare. Number 21, a guy's wife's ex-boyfriend sent him a video of him giving her the old in-out before they were together. He says that they were passionate and romantic and he hated seeing it. The ex-boyfriend only sent him the video after finding out that the two of them were having a baby together. So I just think he did it to piss off the new guy due to jealousy. Alpha Chad sent the video, and Beta Bucks is mad because he doesn't get the same amount of enthusiasm and passion from his wife, even though they're having a child together. Up next, given the choice in November, who would you vote for? The progressive left that wants to eliminate your entire manhood, or the conservative right that just wants to take a tiny bit off? The right, of course, because who doesn't like a 10% off sale? The real question is, why are both groups threatened by an intact male member? But seriously, given these choices, I'd rather leave the country. Number 23, this Wisconsin woman gets life in prison for ending her friend with eye drops. Damn, she's an assassin. With frenemies like her, you don't need enemies. Also, I bet she didn't see that one coming. At least she gets an A for creativity. Considering this is Wisconsin, though, that probably means one less Biden voter. I wonder if there was an eyewitness to the crime. LOL. Moving on, remember guys, the Daily Wire chose the woman on the left over the woman on the right. The one on the left looks like a donut ready to receive some seed. She's posting about her Christian awakening on Twitter and YouTube for attention, even though she has 10 million simp bucks. This is the state of Christian conservatism. They're willing to forgive good-looking white women with low morality versus black women with integrity. Number 25 and the last one, a far-left anti-landlord activist launches an address directory of empty properties for squatters to seize. But I bet that doesn't include all the empty homes owned by banks, investment funds, and members of the CCP. It's probably just small mom-and-pop landlords. Marxists absolutely hate the middle classes that own their own homes, rental properties, and businesses, because they don't fit neatly into the oppressed and oppressor narrative. Just don't try that in Florida because you're putting your life in the hands of the homeowner. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. It really helps out. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.